These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Baber.
And we are back from illness, back from vacation, back and ready to recap the rest of this NOLA trip for Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh my God, Brittany's not okay right now. She's not okay. She had the poop in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
I read about that from her.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I saw on PeopleMagazine.com, mm-hmm. they just dropped an app, but they were like, fans were worried about Brittany because her house was a mess and there was like dog poop. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the pictures, I couldn't find it. And so
it's like a Where's Waldo.
Yeah, but like, where's. Where's Brittany's brain?
Yeah.
But also, like, where was the dog shit? And where was the mess? And I'm a very clean person, so I feel like I have, like an eye for dog shit.
Yeah, you have any kind of mess, much less fecal matter. But maybe it's like how they used to find like Easter eggs, you know, that was like, you know, in her Instagram trying to communicate with them. They're really used to decoding.
And that's what Taylor Swift does too. She's always dropping Easter eggs and like she's like hinting at her next album.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Secret Life of a Showgirl, we see a little dog shit in the corner of the picture. Because it seems almost like Britney Spears Lucky inspired.
Yeah.
So she gave a little like tip of the hat, a little nod.
A nod to our 90s showgirl.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised.
That Taylor Swift, as she's always
thinking.
She's like, you know what? Britney's going to have dog shit soon.
Yeah. She's got her finger on the pulse.
And, ugh, I have something horrible to admit about Taylor Swift.
What?
I accidentally watched that whole episode of that podcast she was on.
Oh, with her boyfriend. Travis Kelce.
Okay.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was research. We're podcasters, so I just thought.
Yeah, we should. I guess we should figure out.
I think we should try to be more like them. I think we should try to be more like the Kelce brothers. They're very successful podcasters.
We're already a lot like.
We dress like them.
Call Her Daddy, which is like the most successful podcast in that, like, we don't do good research. We're bad at interviewing.
We interrupt. If we were to be able to ever have our own company that we hired our friends, we'd fire them all because we were jealous.
Yeah.
But
call us, iHeartRadio.
Should we rename our podcast Call Them Daddies?
Call Them Daddies. Actually, I think that was your original pitch, was Call Them, or Call Us Daddies.
Love in the Time of Cholera. Let's do
In the Time of Cholera. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about OCDs.
Okay, speaking of magical surrealism.
I had a breakdown, but it's okay.
We're back in it. Okay, so last week, speaking of breakdowns, last week on the OC, the recap we didn't cover, you know, they've been a NOLA, but probably the most important part is the end dinner.
Yes.
Which, Yeah. So that this was obviously what all the news that we've heard about the season so far.
Where I like get before, my news.
Where, yeah. All the People magazine, People.com, People the app stories were about Tamra posting a story that she's done. She apparently left the cast trip in NOLA. And finally, we got to see
where she said it was happening when she sold the story to People magazine.
Right.
He doesn't have a paywall.
Yep. So that's your new Daily Mail.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you that, guys. I'll tell you that for free. Just like People Magazine.
Just like People Magazine. They do it for the people. Anyway, so it's they're confronting. Well, actually, Tamara is supposed to be really pushing this storyline, but she has gone full Denise Richards upside down jacket at
bravo,
this dinner.
Bravo, fucking bravo. No, bravo. Because Denise was giving us Lucille Ball humor.
I mean, she's more, but she definitely, Tamara pulled some of Denise's lines from
she
that
did,
dinner.
But
she's half-lidded saying, I don't know what is it. I don't know what is it.
But Denise talking to herself, oh, that was pretty iconic.
Tamara was not as camp.
She wasn't like, as camp, and there were no waiters being like, oh my God.
Tamara Judge is fucked up.
No. You know, she actually didn't have an up. She didn't stick around long enough to have the upside down jacket. And someone asked her, like, I think,
right.
Is it upside down? Don't do this.
Don't do this. Please don't do this. This. And it's like different because, like, you know, it's Beverly Hills. So there wasn't like really anything happening at that dinner besides like Denise. But it's like, Tamara, you're the one who's supposed to be like confronting Katie and like taking on Jen and showing the photo. Like, you are missing all of your cues.
All of it. Yeah.
Because you're like in a
on Xanax. Yeah. She talked about that. She was on this, her Last Supper, if you will. She's on Xanax and she's been drinking. It looks like glasses, like full pints of vodka or
yes,
something.
Yes, and the flashback, she's like, you know, she only, I mean, Jen calls her out on it. She's like, what is going, like, you know when what's Jen is dog walking Tamara?
Oof,
like,
oof.
Tamara's
yeah,
up in the
like
back.
When yeah. Jen is like, alert like, and aware, and she's like, yeah. This isn't the lady that I've stolen all of my personality from. This isn't the girl that I know.
I don't even recognize you.
I don't recognize you.
I'm ashamed to be your single white female.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, you've made me look stupid.
So it's like, you know, and Katie, we even get like Katie's, you know,
coaching Katie moment.
Yeah. Yes, it's like no one can even pay attention to Katie being like, oh my God, I did not tell Kiki Monique
I can't
about the roofies. I didn't. No one
I
can even pay attention.
Handle any of this. But Tamara's eye not opening is like the most distracting. It's like that, like,
baby
you know,
doll.
You have like a baby doll, like a baby doll that's like, or like a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she, honestly, that's what she was trying to make excuses a lot of the season.
At first I thought it was like she had bad Botox or something. Yeah, neurological Lyme. Stop me if you think you've heard this one before, folks.
Yeah.
That's the way back machine. But
it's so funny that even Gina is finally
even
like, okay,
Gina.
Tamara, like, get out of here. She's like,
this is
you're
my
like,
dinner.
This is
you're
my
sloshed.
Dinner. And now I'm having to push your storylines. Like, get out of here.
Get out of here. You get out of here.
Get out of here. She's like, you're being an asshole.
And you're sloshed.
And Tamara's like, I'm the asshole.
I'm not the asshole. You don't even know. Oh, she needed Vicky to fake cancer or something.
What's tough, though, too, is like, she's so Heather
alone.
Actually is trying to help her. She like follows her to the elevator and she's like, you don't even know what it's. We see her like, running down the flight, the staff exit and stuff.
I know, but it's like, at least when she did it in Bali, it was funny. You know, she took her shoes off. She had a little more like
running
get up and
resort.
Go. She was on a different type of pill because she was running down the corridors of Bali.
Yes.
I mean, like, you'll have to.
What's so crazy is like that time they were all ganging up on Tamara, like Lizzie.
Yeah.
It was like her one real huntress moment, and she was like being like, Tamara, you're the pot stirrer, you're the cause of it all.
You're
and
insecure.
Like, Tamara, this wasn't even going like it's like, yeah, she's being hit by like Jen, Tamara, or Jen, Gretchen, and Katie all at the same time, but it's like
this is like third straight.
Like
what
wins.
Are we doing?
Yes,
you're star.
This is like one Tamara versus three friends of like, you know, the I would put the odds on Tamara any time. It's like one of those, you know, YouTube videos of like
she stopped
who
believing
win.
In herself. She's it's like
she's
it's
lost
like,
her confidence. She's got the yips.
Yeah, she's got a case yips. Of the yips. Much like we're trying to be more like Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce type of podcast. So it's like when you just see somebody playing football. that's mm-hmm. past their prime a little bit.
And it sucks. It was so, like, this whole episode was supposed to be, you know.
This was supposed to be her moment.
This is all, like, every, they've given her, like, on a platter.
Her
only opposition is so stupid. They've gotten caught for lying and saying she is, like, drugging people.
Ugh.
No, it's like, she looks like the good guy.
She just drugged herself.
She just drugged herself. Exactly. Exactly. It's like, oh, you hate to see it, you know?
You hate to see it, unless it's Katie.
Unless it's Kate, then you love. Then I
then
love,
you love
to see
it.
Give me more.
Give me more. I wanna be bad.
So yeah. So Tamara, we see her in the back of, you know, her car that she's taking.
She's in the car. We're at that.
She tries to get Shannon to come into her
she's
hotel.
Doing also like selfies, like she's posting on Instagram, like, I quit the show, like, oh, yes. I'm in the cab, I quit the show, I'm at the airport terminal, I've quit the show,
with
I've
stickers that say like, mental health is health on her, like, and ignoring all of Heather's calls.
I know,
like,
and also Heather was mad at her because Heather tried giving her some of her gumbo and she got mad about that.
Yeah. Like, you really don't.
You don't,
like,
want any of my ya-ya gumbo?
It is interesting to me, though, that, like, Heather was still reaching out. She was like, I'll come to your hotel room without cameras. And Tamara's like, no. Shannon, basically. Because.
Oh, yeah. Moaning Myrtle. Shannon's like, this isn't a bathroom. I don't know what to do.
And it's because, like, she and Shannon, they were actual friends. And Heather is more like the one they keep on the payroll to try to, like, make
she's
sure
the fixer.
Tamara doesn't leave. Yeah, she's like the fixer. And then
Shannon's the cooler.
And Shannon's the cooler. Yeah, she's the one who walks up to the table and suddenly no one's getting laid. No one's getting lucky.
No, she's like, I have a colada stuck in my asshole.
You know, like how William H. Macy did in that movie, The Cooler.
The classic.
The classic.
A tale of oldest time.
Anyway, for whatever reason, which we've, you know, I think a lot of the ones we theorized about earlier, that Tamara just, like, you know, wanted it to be about her for a change, just clocked out. She just didn't want to do her job that day, you know.
You know, we've all been there, folks.
We've all been there. Almost didn't do this podcast.
I know. I almost had a, well, I did have a Britney breakdown, but my hair is still here.
Yes, we're on the other side of it. Dog shit averted. Anyway, so then, speaking of dog shit, Shannon is so hungover this next morning. Like, Emily comes into her room. She's
like
the one
noon.
Who's half-litted now. Yeah.
Ugh,
at, like,
Shannon,
11.
A classic Shannon stumble.
Classic, yes. And then, like, they, the storyline is they're all, like, you know, going to the gator farm.
You're going to the gator farm, which, didn't we see this on Vanderpump Rules?
I am over.
We already saw this, and it was better on VPR. I've been
again. It's like
I told you.
Lazy.
I'm so sad. I've been rewatching. I've rewatched Vanderpump Rules season 6 2 times in a row now.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you're grieving Jax in your own way.
No, but this is the Rob season. We were robbed.
We were robbed. So yeah. So Gina is now having to. Not only do her stupid, she should be grateful though. It's like, oh, she's pissed. She's like,
but she
doesn't get
do
her
logistics.
Stupid gator plot.
Ugh.
Like, so she's having to push Tamara's plot. She's like, actually, I at 4 a.m. I called that reputable journalist to.
Oh my god! Yeah. Okay.
Story.
What are we doing? Is Woodward and Bernstein? No.
No, it's production being like, okay, so Tamara's gone, but we need you to keep this storyline going. And Gina's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm hosting the trip. Isn't that enough? And they're like, yeah, Gina, because
Gina,
don't do anything. So
yeah, no, no.
All you can do is pitch hit.
Oh, like, my God, she can't even do that.
So anyway, so yeah, confirmed that. And then so they get on the gator boat and Shannon's calling and she's like, oh, I'm, you know, on my way.
I'm going to be 5 minutes late. But then... she's, I think, 20 or 30 minutes late, which, by the way, like, that's late, but, like...
not that late.
That's not that late, and it's not like they were, like, going on, like, a... it wasn't, like, an important thing,
yeah.
You know, that they had to be there for. Like, they weren't... they were looking at alligators. They're not going
who
anywhere.
Gives a shit?
Who gives
yeah.
a shit? You're going on a fucking... I would be like, I don't want to go, because I don't want to do something like that. When we go to Florida next month, we're not doing shit
oh,
like
fuck
that.
Fuck no. Who
ugh.
Knows?
First of all, you have to go to a different part of the town.
Yeah. But I think it's yeah, first of all, yeah.
I'm not going to that part of town of Florida.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to, you know, the Glades.
I'm not going south of Boca. I'll tell you that right now.
Hell no. I'm not even going to West Palm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a bridge that connects the two. I'm not doing that.
No, it's a bridge too far.
It's a bridge to the Everglades. I don't want to go on an airboat. Are you crazy? Can you imagine if we went on one, Lauren, how sick we would be? How nauseous?
Oh, my God. We'd have to really get Dramamine out of our
minds. I'd probably vomit on an alligator and then get sued by PETA.
Yeah.
Not into it. Shannon shows up.
She's staggering up in her stiletto.
She's wearing like tennis heels. It's crazy.
Somehow they have like 20 minutes of footage of her trying to put on like face, all this footage false eyelashes.
Yeah, her eyelashes. She's like, oh God, my glue. Her Uber driver's like, what?
And then Gina is like mad at her because she's like,
how dare you?
An anxiety. And Shannon's like, well, I had an anxiety attack.
I've been having anxiety attacks since I was arrested.
You know, don't even try to get in a crazy off with Shannon or like a woe is me off. You know that she is always going to story top you,
but also
you,
like she, like Gina acting like it's like the biggest, like she's late to like the Gator tour. Like it's not like she was late to your wedding.
It's so dumb.
Or your bat mitzvah, like Mary Cosby.
They're all really actually just mad that, like, Tamara's not here to do her shit-stirring job. And really, I was mad, too, because it's like they're on the boat. They're like, talking about how alligators are deadbeat dads. And then it's like everyone just silently kind of looks at Gretchen and looks at, like, where Tamara would be and the bad jokes she would make about it. And it's like, missed opportunity, Tamara.
Okay. Listen. It bothered me 20 years ago when Gretchen did it. I forgot about it. In this episode, she reminded me. She doesn't know how to say the word something.
Yeah.
She says something.
She has like that Utah accent.
Something.
Something. Yeah.
Something.
Something.
Also, why is she wearing like fake Chanel suits everywhere?
And fake Chanel gloves?
Ugh. It's like, okay. I don't know if you'll know this reference, Lauren, but like the episode of The Simpsons when Marge wears her Chanel suit.
I thought you were going to say something about fashion. That was like, I will not know. But then it was The Simpsons.
It was about
like,
The Simpsons. Suits well less than Marge Simpson does. There's that bitch lit in that episode. Guys, that was from 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Still the golden years of The Simpsons.
Yeah, I told you this season of, I feel like season 19 of OC is season 19 of The Simpsons.
Yeah, in that we still need going Conan. Strong, you know.
We it's, need
you
Conan
know,
back as fully. A writer. He was.
I'm enjoying this. I don't know. I thought this was a great, I mean, like last episode, the end was really good. And then we're about to get into like the meat and potatoes of this episode once we get past this Gator bullshit.
I know.
So then they go to the bourbon house. And okay, for some reason, the anti-Tamara task force, like the Gretchen, Jen, and Katie, have you noticed they start dressing the same in every scene?
Can't handle it.
They're all wearing white fur coats this
scene. It's a lot.
It's like we all have to be triplets to...
Like Shannon also wearing stilettos. Like everyone's losing their mind. Gina trying to, you know, figure out how to be a producer on the show. It's like, this is fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, Tamara, but I kind of like the way that Tamara leaving it threw everything a little off kilter, you know, because this season has been very like going through the motions a little bit. And this at least kind of made everything
like
a little
feels
weird
off kilter,
and
it's
off.
Like when you're watching a movie and you see it like Dutch angles.
Right, exactly. Or when you're looking at Britney Spears' Instagram story and you see dog shit.
The Dutch angles.
Like, dog shit angles.
Dog shit angles.
That's cinema.
That's cinema.
So then Gina now has to give the news to the cast that she talked to the reputable journalist and they did.
But she doesn't name the journalist, just that they're very reputable.
It's kind of like a producer who, like, this lunch was probably on camera. And the producer was
like,
"That was
not somebody working for like the New York Times, guys.
No, no. It was like the story producer." And then he said 15 minutes. It was Alex Baskin, like 100%. Let's be real. And he said 15 minutes into lunch, Katie brought up the story about the naked wasted night. Gretchen said she was roofied and went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then Gretchen is still like,
she's still wishy-washy.
She's being so weird about it. She's like,
"I didn't."
Sound like a journalist.
I think so. They asked her, like, "Did you say hospital?" And she was like, "Yeah, I did, but maybe, like, yeah, I did, but like that I went maybe the next day, or that I should have gone." Like,
yeah.
So it's, she's clearly did. Well, the fact that
Gina is like, I mean, this is like, of course, we don't have Tamara to bust this. So it's like, Gina doesn't care that much, but she's like, that's such a weird thing to be like, well, they're like, Katie said that you said that Tamara roofied you, and I'm hearing this from the journalist.
And the
fact that Gretchen's response was, "I don't know if that's a real journalist." It's like, wait, what about the other stuff? Like, also, that doesn't weird you out?
Why are we talking about this 17 years later?
Well,
like, if
it's
you
Gretchen.
Were roofied and all of these things, which, by the way, like, a trigger warning. Sorry, like. They probably should have given you a trigger warning when they were talking so much about roofies, one. But two, like, if this happened, and I'm not doubting it or whatever, but it's like, why is it happening now?
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
And, like, why would you want to come back on the show if someone did that to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, now that we're talking
as
about
a
this,
friend of.
I do have like a little bit of a theory, but let's wait and get into it when we get there. So Gina's kind of weirded out that Gretchen's like, okay, well, you don't give a shit and aren't mad at Katie. This is all like really weird.
God,
and then Katie
goes,
"It didn't happen.
Sorry.
I'm just going to stick by that. What do you want? My blood?"
Yeah.
Jen knows the truth.
I don't know why she's not saying anything, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm tired.
Yeah, and Gina's like, "Well, let's just like call her. Let's just, you know, set it straight, call her." And then Jen's like, "Yeah, call her, Katie."
And then Katie keeps going.
And rolling her eyes. Oh boy.
Okay, do you also notice that Katie is the only one that has not changed outfits during confessionals? She's had the same outfit during every confessional. I've never seen that in Housewives history.
I think it's because, I don't know.
I wonder.
Well, it makes me just think that they got all of her footage and then like now the ladies maybe won't shoot with her,
you know,
so they didn't need additional footage.
She's dead after a few sentences.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you just got to recharge your battery. You know, they just leave her there overnight, you know, let her repower, and then they turn the lights back on and she, you know,
she's back.
So then Gina's like, "Okay, try to think back and remember, Katie. Like, Gretchen maybe, did I say something to Kiki Monique? Did I say the word roofie, hospital? Do you remember any of this?" And Katie's like, pretending to think back.
I don't know. I followed this one guy with my car and went to jail. Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. Matt?
I don't know.
Why are you guys always attacking me?
And then we finally get to get the real tea, which is Gretchen, Jen, and then Katie and Matt and like all of their husbands.
They went
and
to
Ryan.
They were at what, Mastro's?
They went to Mastro's. And Jen says, and Gretchen, like, it came up.
It just came up naturally in conversation.
But Gretchen just said that, just naturally. And she happened to mention that 17 years ago, after Tamara got her naked wasted on camera, that she felt sick the next day. Nothing about hospital, nothing like that. And then Katie says, Gretchen said that night she got sick, went to the hospital the next day, and they found drugs in her system.
And Katie's like, "I don't know why Jen's not saying anything.
I don't know why she's not protecting me. But Gretchen is kind of protecting Katie right now. She's like, "What? You guys are just making this stuff up about Katie saying this because you want me to hate her."
Yeah. And like, by the way, why would I hate Katie? Like, I get it. Everyone thinks that she's lied about a million things and there's something very strange and mysterious about her.
And that she tells bad stuff to journalists. But Tamara was mean to me, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, I care about. Tamara's not even here.
And then, like, really, they kind of have to break the fourth wall where Gina and Emily are like, okay, if this is your storyline, so if you don't want to do it, let's just drop it and we'll eat oysters or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Making what are we TV? Doing here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Know.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know, Michelle. But again, I've got some theories. We'll get into them. So then we're back to
beautiful place, though.
Beautiful place.
I want to go back.
Beautiful gowns. So then we're back to like the humanizing Tamara storyline, and Tamara has like a therapist whose like face is like, it's so funny to see her try to like do active listening and emote, but she's, you know, a Bravo therapist, so she's pulled pretty tight.
Yeah, so she's like, I don't know, you have autism?
It's all like her eyes flashing when Tamara tells her stuff to try to look empathetic. She's like,
pills have eyes.
Let me blink 3 times in support. You know?
Yeah, no, that's Katie's therapist.
Yes.
Do this, Katie.
Do this. Yeah, it's more of her like handler, her trainer. So then the therapist is like, so you get triggered when you drink. And Tamara's like, I'm so scared of rejection. I just can't help it. It's scared of abandonment. You know, it's a Tamara like abandonment storyline. Like we've seen it a million times. Tamara has the yips. She's so chicken because she got torn apart so hard that she just blew her golden opportunity to rip both Gretchen, Katie, and Jen new buttholes, Nola. And it's sad to see even Heather meets her for lunch and is like trying to pull her back into her storyline, like trying to be like, you know, Gretchen lied badly about it. Like, don't you remember you were there when Gretchen was lying about it? And Tamara's like, oh yeah, she was kind of weird about it, where she did mention, like, at first she was like, what? I had no idea that anyone would be talking about that. And then she was like, oh, I do think I might have mentioned that I did go to the hospital because I felt a little funny. And Tamara's like, yeah, that's all really weird. But Heather, don't you understand? My friend has brain cancer. And Heather's like, okay, whatever. This bitch is worthless. Like, whatever.
Not that we're like, you know, but it's sad. The shit with Teddy is sad, and I do feel for Tamara for that. But also, if you felt that way, why would you even go on this trip?
And as Teddy herself says in the podcast footage we hear, Teddy says, no one likes a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, just because, you know, Tamara has people's sympathy on her side for once, that doesn't mean stop being the vicious bitch, we all know who she is, and the reality TV professional who cares more about getting a storyline and making her cast members look like shit than she does about any of her relationships. Don't just abandon that. That's who you are, and that's what Teddy wants for
you. That's what Teddy wants for you.
Get in the game.
Yes, my God. She's awful.
And then, like, really, like, even Heather is like, she's like, you know, she's not hearing anything I'm saying right now. She's in a very dark, sad place, and she wants to do this dark, sad storyline. So we'll just move on and make a joke about how we want to fuck the waiter or whatever, who didn't sign a release. We only see the back of his head.
He wasn't even that attractive, but everyone's like, do you want to fuck him like me? And Heather's like, yeah, let's just go with this for sure. Yeah,
Let me pantomime eating some tiramisu and finish out the scene.
Oh, yeah, that was so strange. Like, can I have a water and a tiramisu? It's like, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? What is this, The Room?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bizarre. I always think of that scene in The Room where it's Tommy Wiseau and he goes into a coffee shop and 4 people ahead of him, of course, because it's The Room, you see all this like boring stuff in movies that you would never see. 4 people order a water bottle and a cheesecake, and then it's his turn in line. It's like, hi, I'll, oh, they're like, oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, I'll have a water and a cheesecake.
Yeah. Then, oh, hi, Heather. Oh, hi, Heather.
I have a tiramisu and a water.
Oh, my God. The fact that they weren't just throwing a football back and forth. Amazing. Yeah,
amazing. Okay, so speaking of people trying to seem like normal
humans, to be
living
stars
in a simulation. Yeah. So Matt, I love how the Matt scenes, like, they're trying to make him making her martinis is like a motif. And like, she's like, Matt, thank you for one of your famous martinis.
Yeah, and she says that to her son, who's like 5.
Yeah. He's like, what?
Yeah. She's like, you don't even know how good this is, kid. He's like, I know, like, I'm 5.
And Matt's like, so tell me how the conversation from the trip ended, my dear wife. And Katie's like, Gina confirmed with the reporter the Kiki Monique stuff. And Matt's like, okay. And like, he's really coaching her through. And Katie's like, well, now she's like, oh, actually, well, I'm going to turn the tables on him. He's trying to help me, but I'm gonna seem playful too. Like, I'm questioning him this time. Well, Matt, when you go back to Mastro's in your mind, do you remember Slade talking about the naked wasted stuff? And then Matt's like, yes. He's like, now I don't know what we're doing. I'm confused now.
I know. She wants to be a hypnotist, like one of those like comedy club hypnotists, like. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're getting very, and you're going to, every time I say the word syrup, yeah, you're going to.
When she tries, when like she's chicken. Like, you're getting very sleepy, she just makes herself
she's like,
fall asleep.
I'm getting very sleepy.
I'm getting sleepy.
So then she's like, I will ask the questions, Matt. And she's like, and then what did Slade say there? And then Matt's like, listen, not my job.
I know.
Like, he's like, Slade was well, saying, you didn't make it up.
Dinner.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking
about? We can't do this.
So then Katie tells Matt she's mad that Jen was backing up Gretchen and was like, call her, Katie, call Kiki Monique, call her right now, when they all know what really took place at Mastro's. And then we cut to Jen and Gretchen, who are having the same conversation but making Katie look bad with Emily, also all wearing matching black dresses. Again, very something very
crazy.
Dark about this.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of dark sartorial choices, we see the talking head of Gretchen in a horrifying, I'm writing a letter to daddy, like full on baby Jane.
Oh my God, in her
like
hair.
A giant pink headband, flipped hair.
Flipped hair.
Like, you know, the Jackie O pink, you know, jacket.
But it's Jackie No.
Jackie No. It's
Jackie
very
No.
Very dark, very dark. Like a green ribbon tied around her neck as if when you untied it, her head would
fall off.
All spooky yookie dookie and a clear sign that she's trying to, you know, do her Gretchen thing, be Miss Innocent
She said something.
Yeah. And so they say that Katie said she's going to clear it up with Kiki on camera, but hasn't heard back from Kiki. And then they were like, well, we don't trust Katie because she later denied that she was going to get backed up on camera by Kiki. So basically, like, Katie has lied so many times. And then every time she's called, like, even when she's admitting to lies in the next scene she's in, like, she can't even keep track of it. And she's like, I'm not lying. It's like, you just said you were lying.
Like, yeah. She's like, my name's Karen.
She's so lost in the sauce,
yeah,
dude.
She's so tired. Let her sleep. Go to sleep.
And Matt even says, why don't you just say you're the liars, not me? Why don't you say that they're the ones lying? Yes, I lied before. I was lying to cover for them. Why is it just you do a different lie in every scene and then just take people's shit? And Katie's like, so am I saying what really happened right now? Or should I protect Gretchen? And the producer's like, okay, let's speed it up. Why don't you just,
I know, we're tired.
Like,
yeah.
We're confused. Like,
I'm confused. And honestly, watching this, I'm like, I don't even care who's lying at this point. I'm so tired of this storyline.
Yes. Yeah. So Slade, I actually am kind of enjoying it just because it does, you know, make me nostalgic for, you know, old
Naked
OC.
Wasted?
Not Naked Wasted, but just like, you know, Slade. I love Slade and Gretchen being off camera pulling their shenanigans. So it's like, you don't have to see them doing their bullshit, but you do see that they're pieces of shit. It's like when, when Vicky and Slade and Gretchen were trying to, like, get, you know, a fake gay porn made of Eddie to make him look bad on the show. It's like that kind of thing where it's like, okay, no one actually is pulled in and looks bad, but they look like the fools they are.
They look stupid as hell.
Yeah. So then Katie admits she's exhausted trying to play cover up for Gretchen, Slade, and Jen. And Slade apparently called Matt the night that the Kiki story came out and told Matt and Katie to hold the line and protect Gretchen.
Yeah.
And then Jen is like, pretty much confirms this when we see her in the next shot being like, let's just to play devil's advocate, say, you know, what if Gretchen did tell us that Tamara roofied her and she was still tested at the hospital? Say that this is right. Well, isn't it still Katie's fault for repeating it? And Emily's like, I mean, I guess. End of the episode. So it's like, I mean, they all are. It's just so funny where it's like, Tamara could have just so easily, you know, slaughtered them all at that one dinner. She could have been like, Katie, you are lying to, you were like telling the press more stuff as usual. Gretchen, you and Slade, again, lied to make me look bad about something from 17 years ago, like you always do. And Jen, you jumped on it and conspired because you're still mad that I have your husband's number, except I don't. He's not your husband yet. And that's all allegedly. And I apologize for my slander. You know, she could have just wiped the floor with them all that whole trip, but she instead is
letting
them.
She took selfies at the terminal.
Instead, she, focused, too self-absorbed and too scared of fan backlash. And these three are literally tripping over each other's dicks.
Yeah, and also, if she really cared about fan backlash, you know, she was just at Alexis Bellino's wedding shower a couple weeks ago. Her wedding to Jim. No, not Jim.
Johnny J. Oh, see, they're... She is getting remarried to Jim in our hearts. Mm-hmm. In our
according
hearts and
to
minds,
Jim.
According to Jim. They just needed to learn and grow and come back to each other in a more like God-honoring fashion.
Oh my God.
Where Alexis is like the power top and Jim is like, you know, the
Sleepy.
Slacker dad bod in Tahiti husband.
Johnny J.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's the end of the episode. I mean, we need Tamara. Girly, I'm so sorry about Teddy, but you gotta clock in, babe. Mm-hmm. No more Xanax. Uppers, not downers. We need you shrill.
I can't do a Xanax housewife. Like, Vicky was on, she was famously on Xanax during her Brooks reunion.
Mm-hmm. But she's so, Vicky is so like, her manic energy is such a 50 that like still she can take three Xanax before the reunion and still be like at a Tamara level, whereas Tamara clearly took more than half a Xanax that she's claiming.
Yeah.
And she went full Katie, you know, slow blinking, you know, the dead eyes, like couldn't keep track of the things she was
but
saying.
She was
it's like
slurring.
You went Katie.
Yeah.
She Katied out, unfortunately.
She Katied.
And not in a
tequila
way.
Not in a tequila Katie,
and not in like a flop queen way. You know,
just in a flop.
Just in a flop way. So Tamara,
flop
get
house.
It together, come back, and then figure the shit out because you know no one else in the cast is gonna do it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we love you guys. We'll get you the next recap of the next episode next. I think that this might be the peak of the season, but we're gonna hang in.
My God, yeah, I know. It's like episode 8. I'm like, what?
Yeah. But hey, we're going to get Kiki Monique finally on camera.
God.
Perhaps a Slade Tamara showdown. I mean, really, this season is about will they ever make Katie cry and will Tamara get her groove back? You know, and I think both will happen.
I hope. Well, I hope so. And it's like, okay, it's. I read something about Kiki Monique. It's like, you know, she's on Sirius XM. Like she was hired by Andy. So people are like,
okay,
he want all this to happen. So because she replaced her show on Sirius XM, replaced Amy Phillips's show who left. Remember Amy Phillips? She did all of
the impressions.
Impressions of the housewives. So people are like,
oh, so this is all an inside job.
This is all Russell Crowe.
Oh my gosh. This is, you know.
Yeah. It's all.
This is Jet Fuel Can't Melt Steel Beams. Kiki Monique.
Loose change indeed.
Loose change. Yeah. The change is all adding up for me.
The change is loose for me. The change is loose.
But all the more reason where it's like you got Andy working a frame job for you to look good, Tamara. Like you just have to come in and solve this case.
Andy Cohen is basically George Bush staying in the room with the kids finishing the book.
The My Pet Goat as OC is burning hit by seconds flame.
The one that Tamara caught out of New Orleans.
Yes. Or 4 a.m. flight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're going to get back on track.
We're going to get back on track.
The nation's going to heal.
We will rebuild.
We will rebuild. Stronger, better than ever. And we are as always, your first responders.
We love you guys. First, yeah.